absolutely, we're calling on the public really to get to know the signs and symptoms of lung cancer and act quickly on those. I think almost everybody at this stage knows that lung cancer and smoking are highly linked, and more than 9 out of every 10 lung cancers are associated with smoking. But what people don't know is that the earlier you get treated with a lung cancer, the better your outcomes are. And unfortunately, more than 2 in 3 of every lung cancers are detected late, and the outcomes are quite poor as a result. So we would be calling on people really to get to know what the signs and symptoms of a lung cancer are. And those are a cough which doesn't go away, or a change in a long-term cough, feeling short of breath, repeated chest infections, coughing up blood, pains in the chest, feeling more tired than usual, or problems swallowing. And any of these, or a combination of these, can be symptoms of a lung cancer, but unfortunately not enough people go and speak to their doctors. Often they aren't. Often they need just some local support. But what is important is that when people have these signs and symptoms, particularly if you're a smoker, that you go to your GP or your pharmacist and talk to them, in order that if it is a lung cancer, it can be detected early.
103 people were diagnosed in Donegal with lung cancer in 2012. Have we any idea as to if these figures have increased in the last few years, or are those figures available as of yet?
Those figures aren't available as of yet, but what we are seeing as an overall trend, we are seeing a slight decrease in the overall lung cancer rates in men, and that is because smoking rates in men started to drop about 30 years ago. Unfortunately, we are seeing an increase in lung cancer rates in women, because the smoking rates in women increased during the 70s and 80s and only really started to decrease in the 90s and 2000s. So we know over the next 20 years that we are going to see an increase in lung cancer rates in women before that starts to decrease.
And just on a side note, Donal, in relation to people maybe replacing cigarettes with these vapours and e-cigarettes, are you concerned from your perspective the dangers of these? Are they as dangerous as cigarettes?
Well, I guess the answer to that is that we do not know. It is likely that they are less dangerous than cigarettes, given all we know about cigarettes. But the challenge with e-cigarettes is we don't really know what is in them. My preference would be for people to look to quit smoking altogether, or vaping, that they can find a way of stopping smoking. There are things that people can do, like talk to the National Smokers Quit Line, which is 1-800-201-203, or they can text QUIT to 50100, and talk to smoking counsellors who can, smoking cessation counsellors who can support the journey towards getting smoke-free.